Rejoice, Bachelor Nation. Bachelor Party is the podcast for you. Juliet Littman is here to break down every detail and piece of drama from the latest episode of the Bachelor franchise. Joined by fellow superfans, members of Bachelor Nation, and Ringer colleagues, this is the one-stop shop for all your Bachelor needs. Check out Bachelor Party on Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Empower. You got money questions like, can I retire early? What are my best savings options? Can I afford to pay for my kids' education? Luckily, Empower has all the answers. With Empower's real-time dashboard and real live conversations, you get clarity on your real-life financial goals. So join 18 million Americans and Empower What's Next. Start today at empower.com. Tap the banner or visit this episode's page to learn more. Sponsored by Empower, not an endorsement or a statement of satisfaction by a client. Episode 11, The Challenge, Double Agents. My name is Bill Simmons. I'm here with Dave Jacoby. We break it down every week. This was the best episode of the season. We'll start here. Lolo left the game. Lolo not only left the game and quit, and we didn't get the TJ quitter reaction, which was disappointing, but her basically explanation for why she had to leave, I thought was the most ridiculous in the history of The Challenge. I think she goes down in infamy.
What are you talking about?
As one of the worst challenge people we've ever had.
What are you talking? What are you not patriotic, Bill? She had to train for Team USA. That's disrespectful. You're disrespecting the flag and the troops right now, Bill. She had to train for Team USA. She had to train for Team USA, and all of her training had taught her that when things are up against you, when things look bleak and you're down, then you just quit. That's what her training had taught her. What do you understand about that?
She's going to be a 38-year-old track and field Olympian.
Listen.
No way. Let's start here. Lolo, win a challenge. Just win a challenge. One. Win one you daily guys, challenge.
She literally said, I wrote it down, I'm not putting it all on you guys. It's part on me. Lolo, what do you mean I'm not putting it all on you guys? It's part on me. This is athletic competition. You're an athlete. If you win, you get power. You get a gold skull.
And she's trying to grab onto some conspiracy that they were blocking her from getting in there because they knew she was such a threat. It's like, the whole season, you haven't shown one thing that makes you a threat. You lose every daily challenge.
Do they come in second?
You're acting like a lunatic. Every challenge, something bad has happened to you. And this last one, you're doing the backstroke in a swimming thing. It's like, what are you good at?
Thank you. It's like, I can't believe I didn't win. You're doing the backstroke. Like, I do that in the pool when I want to chill and look at the sky. You know what I mean? Like that's not a speed stroke.
I say this. Listen, we've had some nuts on this show, so I wouldn't say she's the craziest person who has ever been on this show, but I do think she might be the most delusional. Whatever the reality was in her head for what was going on that season versus the reality we were watching, were two separate worlds that were not connected in any way, shape, or form. She seemed to think she was the dominant athlete of all the females. She wasn't. She proved that. Every week that wasn't true. And then off the challenge and just in the house and stuff was just so crazy and illogical that she almost broke Nam's brain. Now, I don't know if that's hard to do, but didn't even know how to like converse with her.
Absolutely. He doesn't know how to converse with anyone in Nam's defense.
Fair.
But like, you know how one of my like sort of like philosophies is everyone's a hero in their own movie. Like if you ask Lolo, like what happened on the challenge? And she's like, look, I was just too good. I was too good. So what they did is they conspired against me because they didn't want to see me succeed because I was too good. And that's how she really feels in her heart of hearts. But in objective reality, it's like, you suck, Lolo. You suck at the politics. You suck at the interviews. And every competition is built for you to succeed. And you suck at it too.
Yeah.
And she said at one point in this episode, she's like, this is the most embarrassing thing in my career. I'm like, Lolo, you tripped over a hurdle in the gold medal race that you were favored in. You tripped over a hurdle. This is not challenge exclusive for Lolo Jones. This is a lifelong body of work of her sucking when it matters most and being the most hyped.
It's the equivalent of when they did the All-Star picks for the NBA this week, if they had asked Mitchell Robinson, are you disappointed to make the team? And he was like, look, I got blocked from the team. They didn't want me on there. I was going to make the game too good. And people would have just been like, you're insane. What does that mean?
Yes.
Lolo, Mitchell Robinson. Lolo really believed this. She felt she really does. Talked herself into some sort of conspiracy about, I'm just never going to get in a challenge. They're just never going to let me in. And it's like, Lolo, every episode, all you have to do is win the daily challenge.
Yeah.
And then you get to go in and get your skull. That's how this works. You haven't been able to do that yet. You still have more chances. There's a female final next week.
0 for 11. You are 0 for 11. Like, not, you've had 11 chances where you've put on your stupid Under Armour gear with your name on it, and you've not even been close to winning. And you were in a swimming challenge doing the backstroke. Like, I can't stress this enough. I can't think of a slower stroke. The backstroke.
No, it actually looked, we've seen a couple challengers over the years do this. Like Cara Maria, famously. There's been a couple. And it always looks like they're 1 inch away from drowning. Like they have the yes. scuba divers right next to them, ready to jump in. And they're like flailing away. The thing that is inexcusable is that she didn't quit after next week. Why not just keep it going 2 more days? You have the female final next week. Like you have one more chance. Why are you quitting now?
Oh, there's a million reasons. One, a couple of things. First of all, she has to train for Team USA in the Olympics. Because they don't have any weights there. They don't have the sort of the things that she needs to train, like treadmills and weights and a full gym.
Oh, wait.
It's right there. You're living at a gym. You live at a gym, but you have to fly across the world to train. And I know what happened. And I don't know this, but I know this. They went to TJ and they're like, Lolo quit. And he's like, yeah, I know. And they're like, do you want to film the thing where you like call her a quitter? And sort of, and he's like, nah, I'm good. Like he didn't even give her the respect of calling her a quitter to her face. I promise you, they're like, TJ, we should film the scene where you say goodbye. And he's like, I'm not even giving her the grace of a goodbye. She hasn't earned it.
Very fair. I think in retrospect, her mistake was just not saying like, this game is good for my mental health. And it was like, oh, and then hands off. Yeah.
Good play.
Like to do the whole fake excuses, I have to train for the Olympics. They won't let me in the challenge. It's like, you're an even bigger lunatic than you were 24 hours ago.
Everything I've been taught during my training, that was my favorite line. Everything I've been taught during my training is if it looks like I'm not going to win, then I just completely give up and go home. I do, however, still attracted to her. Crazy, quitter, terrible, still good looking.
I just don't think there's an easy night hanging out with Lolo. Just a Thursday night where you're like, let's make popcorn and watch a movie. Cool, let's do that.
After her second glass of wine hours. Watching the movie, you think she's attractive? You think she's hot, don't you? You
like that sexy? Why'd you say that?
You like that sexy, don't you? You're getting aroused, aren't you? Oh, God.
Oh, my God. Well, I'll tell you, I can't think of anybody who came off worse in the challenge over the course of 11 episodes than Lolo. So,
question for you, Bill. You're the executive producer of the challenge.
Bring her back.
I'm like, Bill, it's really your call. Should we bring Lolo back? What do you say?
100% yes.
That's what's so great about this show.
Yeah. 100% yes. You go to her and be like, look, obviously the team thing wasn't for you. This is going to be an individual season. It'll be great for you. You control your own destiny.
No one can conspire against you. That's not the way it works. Like, yeah, you're going to be in charge. It's going to be based on you. We won't team you up with anybody. And then in her head, she's like, that's exactly what I need. I'm going to win this time. And then she'll quit by episode 5.
Her not leaving before the next female challenge, I can't explain it. Because they do these daily challenges. It's basically like every other day. All she had to do was hang on for 48 more hours and try to control her destiny, especially against the girls that are left.
Well, there's also an extra rogue agent. There's 2 male rogue agents. So you're going to get opportunities to stay because both Corey and Nam need a dancing partner. That's like, well, actually, she wouldn't leave. It'd only be Corey, but still.
Lolo, we're very disappointed. All right, so yes. the show started with Gabby had a lot of regrets about not going in last week. And CT
That's never happened before this season. Yeah. No one's ever done that.
And Devin was basically taking a victory lap because he had outwitted her. And CT goes, that's what you call a rookie mistake. I just love this massive accent.
I love him so much.
And then it goes to Josh, who's worried someone might take his gold skull. And I think he was worried because he's completely uncoordinated, has 2 left hands and 2 left feet, and was like, I'm probably a target here. I'm the clumsiest person on the planet. Then they tried to hint at some sort of,
Nani
could
Josh
there be
maybe.
A romantic relationship with Nani and Josh? And Nani, who is attracted to like a lamp.
You could, yeah, exactly. You could get that scene out of Nani and the Ottoman. You know what I mean? Like, you can get that scene out of Nani and any object. Physical or non-physical.
Anything that, have to that's be breathing, you could at least get 5 minutes out of it.
No, it could not even breathe. It could just be an idea. You know what I mean? It could be a philosophy and not even be like, I don't know, maybe there's a future for me Yeah. Maybe there's a future for me.
What's going on with us? And with Josh, even Nani's like, I can't do this. I'm sorry. Yeah, I know this would be a great way to get screen time. All I have to do is stroke his hair for 2 seconds and pretend there's a... I can't even
you
pretend.
Can see, me and you know Nani well enough to see the machinations in her head. She was thinking about it. She was considering flirting with Josh and making that a thing. And then at some point, she's like, even I, Nani, can't even consider you serious.
It did open up a conversation with Zoe and I about what is Josh's type? And my theory is sometimes when somebody's super annoying, they gravitate to somebody else who's super annoying. And it's like 1 + 1 = 3. We're now the most annoying couple that's ever lived. You see that happen a couple times in college. My mm-hmm. guess is his girlfriend would be more annoying than him. And yeah. he would actually, his annoyingness would retreat back. He would almost like defer to her annoyingness is I think how it would go.
Yeah, I can see, I'm sure whoever Josh is paired with spends most of her time just criticizing Josh, right? Like, can't you see that being the relationship? She's right. very critical. She needs someone to criticize. He's too dumb to take it personally. And that's just sort of like how they exist.
I think that's fair. Well, Nani wouldn't even engage with it. So, and then, so they started the low tension early before the daily challenge, and she's doing her whole the blockade thing. And Darrell, who I think has been lights out this year with a very, you know, limited at bats, but very high batting average with his confessional, like look to mm-hmm. the camera stuff. And he said Lolo comparing the Olympics to the challenge. It's like a goddamn peach and an asparagus.
Peach and asparagus.
I just love that. Darrell's been lights out.
Darrell's been great. He was pivotal. I'm sure we'll get to it later. He was pivotal in this episode.
Oh, he
and
was.
CT has him pegged too.
Yeah, he does. So they had the daily challenge, which was a mission airlift.
Great daily challenge. Great
good
daily
one. Challenge. Finally, a good challenge. One. Helicopter, a little scary. Ropes. You kind of there's. It can be a little unfair where the ropes didn't seem totally lined up with the challenge.
Didn't
at the
seem
time.
Totally lined up.
I have a question, though. I wrote this down just to ask you. So every time they're about to start the daily challenge, they bring in those giant letters that say challenge, and they make everybody stand mm-hmm. in a line in front of the letters. How heavy are those letters?
Super light.
You think super light?
Yeah, I know exactly what they're made of. It's like styrofoam.
Okay.
Super light. Because they have to fly them across country and all that, across like the world and all that stuff, and you get right, billed by
like
weight.
It makes a no lot. Sense. It seems like a lot of production for really not a lot of game. Anyway.
Yeah. But it gets sent. It gives them like a center place because they're in the middle of this like bleak wilderness. Like so it gives them like a stage.
Okay. So Nani, she sees the helicopters thing. This is an exact quote from Nani. Anything with helicopters, dramatic pause, I get weirdly excited about. I didn't know. I'm not sure what's going on there. So helicopters, a turn on for Nani. Josh,
she's just,
not a turn
she's just
on. Helicopters.
Binge watching Airwolf at home all the time.
Josh, get her in a helicopter.
Yeah. She'd love The Bachelor. Can I bring up something about the helicopter, which I found hilarious.
Good.
TJ is talking to the producers. He's like, I want to go in the helicopter. But the producers are like, that offers us nothing. Like, we literally can't hear anything you're saying. It does nothing for the show. If you're standing on the, you can commentate and host if you're standing with the contestants. And TJ looks at the producer who's known for like a decade. He's like, no, go to the chopper. I want to fly in the chopper. It's like worse for the show. We're like, no. He's like, I want to fly around the helicopter. And they're like, yeah, go for it, I guess. Whatever.
TJ's like, it's in my contract. I've negotiated this. Anytime there's a copter, I'm in it.
That's Nani's new contract is going to have that.
Well, the editing has been really good. Maybe the directing and the has been a little over the top, and some of the challenges have been up and down, and the cocktail parties have been horrendous. But the editing has been really good, and they set up Josh and Nani, and Josh doing this whole thing. Oh, we got this. We're gonna be great in this. And you're just like, oh, he's definitely gonna fuck this up. There's no way Josh doesn't fuck this up. And of course, he can't even jump on the rope. He tries to jump on Nani's rope.
I can't get through it. Every time I think about it, it's so funny to me. Just him seeing his rope fly away. And then he's just like, he doesn't say anything to Nani. He just tries to grab her rope.
And knocks her in.
He's like 300 pounds. What in his head, I'm like, I want to talk and be like, Josh, like, what did you how did you think this was going to work? You're going to grab the rope and shimmy up it and give her space? She hangs onto your leg?
It was wonderful.
It's the only sane thing to do is to jump and try to grab your rope. That's the only hope you have. But instead, he's like, rope, grab rope. And he just grabs Nani's. I can't not laugh thinking about it. I spent all day just laughing about it every time that image came into my head.
Josh has been laughed at during this challenge by the other contestants more than anyone in any other season.
Yes.
He's provoked more like just outright outraged laughter. So he comes back and then Devin just heckles him, tries to get him going. And Devin, once again, an MVP this season.
I love Devin. I love Devin.
I didn't even care that it backfired on him like 2 minutes later when he also had the same thing happen.
The same thing happened to him, yeah. But you could tell Nani and Josh had to walk like 500 yards away from Devin.
Right,
just so they could Josh gather themselves. Yeah, because Josh was going to eat him.
So then when Devin screwed up, he comes back and he does like the fake fist pumps up in the air thing. And somebody's like, you killed it. And Devin goes, murder scene, which I've never heard before. I really enjoyed Devin this year.
I love Devin. There's a great Devin moment that you won't notice. It's like some of these agents are drinking beers and they cut, like they do B-roll just of Devin. I just like the idea that Devin just sits around drinking beers and talking trash. And that's his only thing. Everyone else is lifting those weird colored weights. He's like, whatever, I'll take a Bud Light.
What a win. This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from sports exploration and green energy to delivering pizza and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to help keep you connected and moving together as one. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln and the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid, featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates. So then the other highlight was Anissa's going to jump on the rope. And so he and I, we're just like, does she last a second? Does she hit the rope and just go down immediately? And then it was exactly what you thought was going to happen. She lasted less than a second.
Great. So I want to ask you a real question I asked myself. What would happen if you had to do this challenge?
Me at age 51, I'm going in the water. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I have no upper body strength. I can do like a pull up. I'm like, I'm just like I weigh like 217 pounds and I can barely lift myself off the ground.
I think 10 years ago, I might have been able to at least hang on for 3 seconds before I just went flying.
No chance I can hang on to that thing. No chance.
After Anissa falls, that led to Josh, classic Josh, start stomping around, go, we would have won this.
It's like, I forgot about that. Delusionally, like, you pushed your partner off the boat and didn't even get on the rope. What are you talking about?
You're the most uncoordinated person in this entire chat. We would have won this.
I can't stop laughing. Just you can see his little brain, like just sort of try to find a solution. He's like, my rope gone. Rope there, grab. It's like, no, dude. No, he didn't even say like in the moment. If that was going to be your strategy, you communicate that strategy to your partner.
Yeah.
You're like, I don't even know what to say. God bless you.
I didn't think this challenge could get any better. And then the Lolo thing happens where she can't swim. She's doing the backstroke. Seems like she's drowning. Gets on the top and then starts blaming her shoe.
Yeah.
I lost my shoe.
That created a drag. What? You were doing the backstroke.
Yeah. Also, how does losing an article of clothing make you unable to swim? Wouldn't that maybe help you more? I didn't get that part.
No, she literally said that created a drag. And like, listen, I'm no like aerodynamic scientist master, but wouldn't one shoe being on and one shoe being off sort of make you a little faster?
I would think. Can you imagine if Lolo was in different sports moments, like the J.R. Smith timeout in the 2018 finals? like how she would have blamed somebody else for that. Like she's just an other people blamer.
Why is the clock so small? They need to make that clock bigger. Can't read it from
Why
here.
Why did George Hill miss that free throw? Threw me off. Yeah,
make the free throw. What are you doing? She's so great. Oh,
so that all happens and it's like, this can't get any better. And then Devin pulls the Josh. I'm like, this can't get any better. And then CT and Big T, and you think, well, Big T, this is going to be a disaster. She'll hold on the rope for 1 second. Pulls it off, swims like a fish, swims faster than CT.
She, on the boat, CT goes to her, and I love this relationship so much. He goes to her, whatever happens, happens. Like, I love you. It was like, he said something like that. Like, he was like already giving up. He's like, whatever happens, it's like, just try your hardest. Whatever happens, happens. And then she dominates.
And then his reaction was so genuine and great. He was like, couldn't believe it. He was delighted. He was euphoric. I've never seen CT happier than anything. And they're on the boat. He's like, how do you do that? And Big T goes, well, I was on a swim team. I kept that secret. And I also had pole dancing lessons.
Pole dancing lessons. And when she jumped on the rope, she like, I did notice that she did a really good job of wrapping her legs. Like I've never, I've only climbed up a rope once. And it was in this stupid race. And I just gave up and did the stupid burpees you had to do. But like, she really like knows, she really handled that well. She jumped right up on there and hung on that thing.
So question here is, did the challenge people know about some of her skills, right? Because if you're making if you're creating an event for Big T and two of her skills are pole dancing and swimming, this is perfect.
No, but I think pole dancing lessons are going to be like going to Hakeem Olajuwon in the offseason. Like it's going to be like Leroy's taking pole dancing lessons, CT's taking pole dancing. It's a prerequisite now for challenge success, pole dancing lessons.
Well, it did raise the ceiling for Big T in the challenge because we know swimming is in the final challenge. We know it sinks people year after year after year. And if she's a good swimmer, that makes me a little more optimistic of how they can do. So they win the challenge. Super exciting. Huge for CT. Then Lolo has her second meltdown of the show. I can't do this anymore. And just now I'm like dead face, just being like, oh my God, this is happening. Nama's going to need therapy, I think, after the season.
Lolo says, all my life, I've never felt like this before. You were in the Olympics in the gold medal race. You were supposed to win the gold medal and you tripped over a hurdle. Your only job is to run and jump over hurdles. And you couldn't do that. Instead, she's upset because the boat to the helicopter to the swim to push the button, she didn't perform well in.
Come on, Lolo. So they have the vote in the cocktail party. And CT goes to another level. Give me the goof. I want the goof.
And it's like, who's the goof? It's like, it's clearly Josh, the guy with two left feet and two left hands.
Is he doing a Pulp Fiction reference or am I just layering that on top? It's like, bring out the gimp. It's just like, give me the goof.
So we have to call Josh the goof now, right?
Yeah, but I really think that the real goof is the person who's like, I don't even know who he's talking about. Like, seriously? Who else on the challenge is the goof? Like, who do you think the goof is? It's obviously Josh. Yeah, he's the only
obviously
one.
Josh. We saw Leroy do some strategy. Again, Leroy really stepping it up. It's like, you know, watching a basketball player who's like, oh, like LeBron, I need to add a post-up game this year. For Leroy, it was always strategy. He was always out-strategized because he's such a good guy. I never want to do this stuff. He does the strategy with Nani. He's like, we got to throw in Devin. If Josh goes in, we lose our numbers. He does all the math. I was really proud of Leroy. And then CT was annoyed. Darrell wouldn't help him. OG to OG. I've seen every season of this challenge probably at least twice, maybe more. I don't remember a single moment with Darrell and CT. I can't remember them hanging out for 1 minute.
Yeah, I mean, you must build some sort of relationship off camera. We only see 1 hour of their 3 days or whatever, but like they would, it's not like they are expressive friends. And I think CT just needed him to do that for him. And in CT's hero in his own movie, it was Jarrell has betrayed his long-term friendship. But it's like, yeah, I can know somebody for 30 years and still not be friends with them.
Well, you know? And the elephant in the room, you know, Devin's playing, they'd have the little meeting and Devin's playing the I'm a layup card. And Josh does the whole thing after where they vote for Devin. CT feels betrayed, even though they're barely friends. And Josh, they cut to the bunk bed. He's crying because he didn't. His friends stood by him, and he's like, you know, the friends just to know my friends had my back. And it's like, Josh, they want you to be in the final challenge because you suck. This has nothing to do with friendship. You are the easiest guy to have in this challenge, you moron. He didn't realize it.
But he's like, I've just never been at this place in my life before at this late in the game. And they're like, what do you mean with friends? He's like, exactly. With people that respect me. He was just like, oh, Josh. Oh,
with people who know that if we get to it, like, it's basically, he's the new Big Easy.
He is.
It's
he
like
really
when people
is.
Wanted to keep Big Easy to the final challenge because they knew he was going to flame out. And that's Josh.
Yeah. Not only did Big Easy flame out, he like almost died.
I want the thing I'd love to see with Josh is if they do the hall brawl with him, because that seemed would be the one thing that he would be good at, just running straight and barreling into somebody.
He'd forget
the ball.
But
he's so uncoordinated that I feel like he could still lose it against anybody.
He'd pick up the ball and drop it. Yeah. They'd be like, Josh, just run straight forward. He's like, which direction? Like, through the hall, dude. Run through the hall.
So Lolo leaves the game, telling the girls, you guys don't want to see me in the final. Come on. It's like, nah, I'm pretty sure they do. You've proven nothing and you're a lunatic.
Yeah, and there is going to be a swimming part and you're going to be backstroking. Like a grandma swimming.
By the way, another impressive challenge for Amber B. Forgot to mention that. She looked good again. She's kind of, her stock's kind of climbing. She's athletic and strong and tough.
Yeah, and I also like that everybody hates her. Like, she hasn't done much to bring everybody to hate her, but you can tell like there's stuff we're not seeing because she hasn't, who's her best friend on the show? I mean, everybody's got a best friend on the show, right? Who's hers?
I think there's that kind of phony niceness that Big never T. seems to work on the challenge. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean? They're like, when people play dumb about what the challenge is, that never goes well.
Yeah. And also like Leroy is genuinely nice, but there's something about Amber where it's like, you're nice, but I can see like behind your eyes that this is a calculated nice.
Right. So we go to the end and it's going to be CT against Devin in the final. All of a sudden, some things start bleaking. There's a security breach.
Security breach.
Which I don't feel like we've had yet. And I don't know if this was...
We had a security breach when Ashley came back. That was dubbed a security breach.
Okay.
When Ashley came back. I mean, listen, I'm saying this with confidence. I very well may be wrong. But I think when Ashley came back, I believe it was a security breach. So that means that maybe someone's coming out. Someone's coming in from the outside is what I believe that meant last time.
So maybe they feel like... they don't have enough women in the game.
Exactly. So who are the last
one back?
I'm testing my recalls is not in my recall's not my strong suit, but who are the last women to leave? Casey beat.
Could be Amber B.
Oh, Amber M. You
Amber M.
Mamber. If Mamber comes back, it's just, that doesn't do anything for the game.
Could
though.
Be Teresa.
Is she still in Iceland? Like, do they like hold these people in like Reykjavik and holding cells? Like what is this?
So we don't know what it's going to be.
No.
There's definitely some sort of cliffhanger ending. My guess is CT wins, as I think we both studied the season on. And there's a CT-Josh fight where CT has the wig. We have not seen that yet. So if it's CT versus Devin, Devin's losing. But it might not be. It might be, they might be bringing a female in. They might have done the flip where Big T has to go get a skull. Because right now, Fessy, Devin, Kyle, Leroy, Josh have skulls for the men. Cam, Anissa, Casey, Amber for the females, but there's one female skull left. They might be bringing somebody in, Teresa or Amber B, and Big T might have to go get the skulls so the skulls can be even. That's my guess, right?
It's just, a couple things. Number one, it's wild how you bat 0% on the Ambers. It's just really wild. I really appreciate it, but it's like you think you'd bat 500, but you're zero. But I do think that they need to give out another female skull.
So that this might be the security breach. This might be just Teresa's back. Big T, you got to go through Teresa.
Because, I mean, Big T, they might be setting up Big T to succeed. Because if I'm...
But we know there's a Big T, CT argument with Big T crying in this season on. So maybe they bring back Amber M. Maybe they bring back Amber M. And she's got it, but they know Big T is going to beat Amber M.
And I think you also have to give CT a skull. I think robbing CT of his opportunity because Lolo quit is just like the challenge gods would not like that. You see what I'm saying? If Lolo doesn't quit, CT goes up against Devin, gets his skull. That's the natural way of things. But because Lolo quit, you make it a female elimination. CT doesn't get the opportunity. That doesn't seem fair. You see what I'm saying?
Right. But we know CT and Big T both advance because of the season on.
Yes.
So. We'll find out. All right. So power rankings. I still have Leroy Casey at the top. Kyle and Killer Cam second. I almost think Fessy has to go back in to get another skull. He can't be teamed up with Anissa.
Oh, yeah.
Just can't. You have to go back.
It could be men against women in the finals. They do that a lot. It might not be a partner finals. Hmm. But this is a part. This is a, the thing's called double agent. It's a partner game. It probably should be partners.
All right. Well, we'll find out next week. Jacoby, we were robbed of TJ's send off this week.
What an episode.
But hopefully I'll see you again in the future. Take care.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates. This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God, the world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates.